Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It is confession time. Over the weekend, Beck, I was hanging out with a group of mates.
Yes. And how long have you been a dad now for now?
11 and a half weeks.
Oh, nice. You're a pro.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what.
You got this.
One hand held baby. That's when you know you're a pro, right?
Yep.
When you can hold the baby with one hand.
And not be scared anymore.
I'm almost there. Still a little part of me is like, oh, I'll grab you with my second one. Yeah, so I hung out with a group of friends over the weekend, all of which are now parents. Weird. We all kind of had kids within 6 months.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's nice, yeah. So anyway, we're talking about being dads and whatnot.
Yep.
And then I confessed something, and I thought everyone would be on the same page. They were not.
Okay. We also have to remember that before Kim had the baby, you were just, for fun, drinking out of a baby bottle.
Yes, it was convenient, and I had it, and my bottle looked old and wrecked, so I just thought, give it a go.
Yeah. So that wasn't the common thing that everyone did either.
No, but I'm okay with that. It's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. This, I legit thought, would have been very, very common. Now, what I'm about to confess is that I tried my wife's breast milk. Okay.
Sure. Got curious,
I thought, no, but it's not, yes, curious, of course, but I thought everyone would just want to know. Like, you're feeding your child this milk for how long? 2 years? I don't know how long you do it for. But wouldn't you want to know what it tastes like?
I don't think I even tried my own.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
How could you not?
I don't know. I just, you know, you kind of taught not to drink what comes out of your body.
Okay, no one taught me that. No, but I can't believe that.
Why?
Because here you are. It's, how long did you breastfeed for?
About 3 months, long story.
Okay, 3 months. Still, 3 months is a long time when you're doing it, every 3 hours?
Yeah.
You would have thought at some stage, I just want to see what this is like.
No, I don't think it even crossed my mind.
This blows my mind. And this is the reaction that I got on the weekend.
I understand your curiosity.
Yeah.
I do understand it, but I wasn't compelled to do it. But after knowing that you were drinking out of a baby bottle for, you know, a good week.
You saw it coming.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear from you. 9313-0985. Have you tried either your own breast milk or your partner's breast milk?
Yeah.
I know it's strange.
Just wants to feel a bit better about his decision.
I don't believe that I'm an outlier on this.
Sure.
I feel like it should be at bare minimum 50-50. Bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Got Alicia on the phone. Alicia, where do you stand with this?
Yeah, I have tested my own.
Yes!
All right, what was the situation? How much did you have, Alicia?
Oh, God. I have 4 babies at this stage. So my first was 8 years ago, and I was curious. And tasted it. Didn't like it. No. It tasted like sour milk.
Oh. That's
maybe
weird.
Maybe something you were eating. Maybe it's not supposed to taste sour.
Well, I mean, not too much detail, but mine tasted sweet.
Yours?
I mean, not mine, but you know what I mean?
It's sweety, salty, you know, dairy tastes. Yeah, I didn't like it now.
So you tried it once, because you've had a few more kids since then. You haven't tried it again? Yeah. Like, oh, maybe it's changed. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I'm a milk donor for the Prem Bank as well. So I've used about 30 litres the past 6 months extra for the neonatal unit in Perth.
Oh, that's brilliant, Alicia.
Okay, I applaud that. That is brilliant.
Yeah. No wonder she tasted it. You know, you got to check quality control.
Yeah, exactly. How much is this worth? A bit sour. $3. I don't know.
Sylvia's giving us a call. Sylvia, have you tried your own breast milk?
Yes, I did.
What was the situation?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what was the situation? Did you just, got curious?
Yes, because I was expressing a lot of breast milk for my baby. So I had to, out of curiosity, Jazzy, I have to test it to know what it actually tastes like.
Exactly. How long did it take you from the time that you started breastfeeding to when you were like, enough's enough, so I need to know what I'm giving my child?
I'll say 3 months in.
Oh, wow.
That's a while in.
But see, I think everyone, I mean, obviously I'm wrong, but I feel like everyone needs to know what it tastes like.
They don't, Jazeel. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thanks. So give us a call, 9313-0985. Did you try your partner's breast milk or did you try your own? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Now, most people are wanting to remain anonymous and they've been texting it through. I love this one from Texter 512. Drinking that liquid gold almost seems like a crime. I had a child that spent hours expressing milk for, it was very little to show. Oh, I was the same.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm not wasting any of this. It was like liquid gold, man. I was like, mm-hmm. Nope, don't even get near it. Back away.
Oh, yeah. I can totally understand that. It took us a while. Well, not us. It took my wife a while to actually get some consistent flow. But that's too much details. More text coming through.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
I know. I'm in so much trouble. Stu says, so wrong, Jazeel. Has a sweet taste, doesn't it? Benjamin says, 4 kids, never. Ooh, that's gross.
Oh, I like this, Shay. When my wife expressed milk, when I was warming it, I would test it all the time.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what I think everyone would do. Olivia, I tried my own breast milk. I was curious. Jeremy tried it. Wasn't bad. Kind of nutty. Okay. A lot of texts coming through for this, and no surprises why. People don't really want to call up for it. my husband tried mine. Once was enough. I only tasted mine as it ran out of the bottle onto my finger, so I licked my finger. But again, once was enough for me. Gross.
We're talking about, have you tried yours or your partner's breast milk? Because Jazeel revealed it to his mates that he had, and they all thought he was odd.
I thought it was normal. Another one here. My husband tried my breast milk, but also one night somebody accidentally made cups of tea and coffee with my breast milk.
I wonder if anyone noticed the difference. Maybe they just thought that accidentally used almond milk
or
something.
Yeah, it's almond milk.
Because we got this text from Rebecca. I tasted my breast milk at the beginning of my breastfeeding journey and it was a sweet taste. Then it got more nuttier. Oh. And then when it got watery, I stopped trying my breast milk.
So it actually does change. That's fascinating.
It is. I wonder if the babies notice it.
Another one here. Strange, different, gross. another one. Yes, I tried my own breast milk when I had my first. I wanted to know what it tasted like. It was awful. All right. Okay.
Then this one from Karen. 3 babies. Didn't try it all.
What?
However, I don't like the taste of normal milk. Husband didn't try it either.
Again, blows my mind. But do you think it's gross? No judgment. No judgment.
No judgment.
But I
don't think it's gross. Like
do you think it's weird? Let's use the word.
No. It's like
abnormal. What word are you comfortable with?
Let me talk. It's like, I understand your curiosity, but I didn't want to do it. I was like, no thanks. Not for me.
So you're living in fear. So many great texts coming through. This one here, this has actually happened quite a few with a few messages that have come through. My parents both used to work at PMH many years ago. Extra breast milk was stored in a fridge in the staff room for the use of prem babies. Apparently, one of the doctors accidentally used the breast milk for a milkshake. They never told him.
This is brilliant.
How many people out there are saying, no, I've never tried breast milk, when in actual fact...
They could have.
They could have.
No, what I'm questioning is how many people are just drinking things from unmarked bottles.
Yeah, actually, good point.
That looks like milk.
Especially in a hospital.
I know. That's really dangerous.
That's shocking. Thanks to everyone that texts through, though.
Yeah, so I'd still think, although a lot of people are agreeing with you, so do you feel a little bit better?
A little bit validated? Yes. It's hard, though, because for every text that comes through going, yeah, I tried it, there's another text saying, that's disgusting. So I'm back at square one, really.
Yeah, well, at least you're not alone.
That's true. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.